I have to admit, if it's new and shiny and I think it'll help me out in the kitchen, I have to have it. But I want good quality at a good price, and you should demand the same when you're buying a gift for the kitchen elf in your family. My guide, as always, is Fontaine Wong, the manager at the Mingwo Cookware Shop in Vancouver's Chinatown. I'm always amazed at the array of new items we run through at the shop.
This is called a Garlic Pro, and what it makes this different is that it has 20 stainless steel blades. You throw into the container some peeled garlic cloves, you place the lid back on, you simply turn it in one direction to slice it, then turn it back the other way counterclockwise to dice it. And now you can look at what you're doing to see exactly what consistency you want your garlic. And there you go with three turns.
The Garlic Pro slices and dices up to 4 cloves of garlic at a time and retails for about $20. Perfect for people who don't want to end up with sticky garlic juice all over their fingers. The next new gadget comes from Naked Chef Jamie Oliver. You always see him crushing herbs and spices together in a mortar and pestle in his TV shows, but his gadget does the same thing in a clear polycarbonate container that looks just like one of those Russian nesting dolls.
The secret to this gadget is a little ceramic ball. What you do is you place your ingredients, may it be peppercorns, it could be bay leaves, lime leaves, or star anise. You place it in the bottom of the container with your ceramic ball. You secure it tightly and you shake it. And then you watch to see exactly how fine you want your ingredients. And you can have coarse cracked pepper for like your steak Diane, or you can even shake it longer if you want it onto a smaller grain size. And like you can make salads, marinades or salads, and it's good for, you know, dry rubs. And what it is, it's small enough to put in your cupboard. It's not as heavy as cumbersome as some of the large stone mortar and pestles that you see.
The Jamie Oliver Flavor Shaker really does the job for about $30. And besides chopping up hard spices, is ideal for making all those herbal marinades Oliver is so fond of. Staying with the celebrity chef theme, Mario Batali from the Food Network has weighed in with a line of cookware and utensils that are not only attractive, but functional.
Mario actually has put a lot of thought into his products because these things are very user-friendly, and what he's made are some of these extra-wide flexible silicone spatulas. They're heat-resistant, so if you've got things that you want to flip over, maybe like a pancake or like a steak or a piece of fish, it can fall apart so easily, so you need to slip under there, have a wide enough spatula, and turn it over easily. And falling into his Italian heritage, Mario Batali has this beautiful enameled cast iron risotto pan. Making risotto, you need a fairly large flat surface and a heavy base pan.
The spatula is less than $10. The risotto pan is more like $130, but definitely not overpriced for a cookware of its quality. It's good to see chefs like Oliver and Batali putting their names on products that are actually useful. Speaking of useful, Fontaine's next recommendation is a paring knife with a difference.
These knives are from Kuhn-Rikon, and there's lots of paring knives out there on the market, but this paring knife is a little different, as you can see from the physical appearance. It's coated with a nonstick coating, except for the edge. And what makes this edge so different is that the blade is made of carbon steel. And carbon steel itself holds a better edge than other types of mixed metals. So what Kuhn-Rikon has done is that they've married two of the best things together, a nonstick surface and the carbon blade. So the blade is accessible for sharpening. They've also added a covered sheath to it, so you can put it safely in your drawer, or you can take it with you like on picnics. And this thing really, really is sharp. And I'm going to take a carrot here and show you exactly what I mean. So there you go.
You hardly had to exert any effort at all.
No, this is extremely, extremely sharp, and it's got a wide enough blade to work on even vegetables.
And it's also fashionable because it comes in how many different colors?
It comes in 5 assorted colors, from orange, pink, blue, lime, and red. So whatever your favorite color is, I'm sure we've got it covered.
I bought 2 of these knives, one for me in blue and one for my wife in pink, of course. At only $12 each, they make a great stocking stuffer, or for a more substantial gift, pair it with something from a new line of Epicurean cutting boards from Richlite.
This is an environmentally friendly wood fiber composite. And it's been used in the restaurant industry for over 35 years, and now they've incorporated it into household use. It's got a non-porous surface. It doesn't harbor any stains or odors, and it doesn't harbor any bacteria. And what the beauty of this board is that, look at the thickness of the board. It's about a quarter inch thick. You can put in your dishwasher.
I like anything you can throw into the dishwasher. Depending on size, the cutting boards range anywhere from $12 to $75. Now, I've just scratched the surface of the new and useful gadgets that are out there this holiday season. Visit my website for more info on the ones I mentioned today, as well as others such as space-saving silicone measuring cups, an adjustable cheese slicer, and splurges like a heavy-duty juicer and a stainless steel espresso machine. Although you might have a hard time getting that juicer into my stocking. That's food for thought. I'm Don Genova.